The city of Springfield, Massachusetts, is seeking bids from companies to supply the city's troubled police department with a body-worn camera system. Springfield City Hall formally solicited bids Wednesday for a police body-worn camera system that includes outfitting 500 officers with cameras, along with state-of-the-art recording and storage capabilities. The deadline for submitting proposals is August 7th at 2 p.m. Mayor Dominic Sarno said the body camera initiative is something he urged Acting Police Commissioner Cheryl Claprud to aggressively pursue after she took charge of the police department last February.
And I think it's extremely important because of all the proactive things we've done.
The body cameras are seen as one step in helping restore public trust in the police department, which has been rocked by a series of officer misconduct scandals.
We're hopeful. We're trying to be very aggressive, and I'm hopeful that maybe this something could come to fruition sometime in late fall, sometime this year.
Sarno said the police body camera program is a funding priority, but city officials have not publicly discussed an estimated cost for it. Last year, the city awarded a $300,500 contract to a consulting company to do a feasibility study with the police department, which has now been completed. As Springfield moves closer to a police body camera program, a bill being considered by state lawmakers would make the video from police body cameras unavailable for the public to view. Sponsors say they're concerned about the privacy of people during interactions with police. But Secretary of State Bill Galvin, the state's chief public records keeper, said the proposal is, quote, unwarranted and unacceptable, unquote. Sarno said a blanket exemption runs counter to the goals of transparency and improving police-community relations.
I really want to be able to use this to defuse any potentially controversial situations.
Claprud said before the cameras are used for the first time, the Springfield Police Department will have a policy in place for making the video available to the public.
What police departments have told us that have successful policies is just have strict guidelines and always adhere to them. If you're saying that if it's a controversial issue, you'll call in community leaders and show it to them right away, and then within 30 days you'll release it, then always do that so that people can believe in your policy and believe in what you're doing.
In an interview, Claprud acknowledged there's a lot of internal debate about the body cameras.
When we have a meeting, we take 10 steps forward, but then we might take a couple back. Somebody will disagree. Somebody from narcotics might disagree who wears it and why. And, you know, you can't show your informants. You can't show your locations. You don't want to do this. So we've been working through it.
Very few police departments in Massachusetts currently use body cameras or dashboard cameras. The Boston Police Department earlier this year outfitted about 200 of its 2,000 police officers with body cameras. About 100 Massachusetts state troopers were to begin wearing body cameras this year in what was announced as a six-month pilot program. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.